Penguin Random House Audio presents Fire on the Track, Betty Robinson and the Triumph of the Early Olympic Women by Roseanne Montillo. Read for you by Kathleen McInerney. Prologue. When Lee Newland spied the plane hovering just above his head that afternoon, he was surprised by how low it was flying. He had heard the growling of its propeller growing steadily louder somewhere behind him, then had looked up to see the glint of a cherry-red biplane gaining altitude close to Riverdale's gritty factories. It was Sunday, June 28, 1931, and just as he'd been doing every Sunday and every other day of the week for the past several months, Newland had been driving his truck through the town, as his job entailed. It was not a day of rest for him, or for anyone else. Working hard, if one had a job, was a matter of course, even on weekends. The country was in the midst of a depression, and though most experts already had a hankering for dating its beginning to the infamous Black Thursday and Black Tuesday, October 24th and 29th, 1929, when the stock market had crashed, people had been feeling the pinch of a slumping economy for several years. It was a challenging time for the nation as a whole. 1931 was the second warmest year in all of Chicago, in all of the Midwest. The heat wave that summer killed nearly 800 people, though it was only a prelude of the one to come in 1936, when almost 5,000 people succumbed to the hot spell. And President Herbert Hoover's plans for stabilizing the national economy.